And welcome to In the Moment. I'm Steve Swimke, filling in for Lori Walsh. It's Friday, and that means Moment in Sound. We have live music from our studio at the University of Sioux Falls this morning. And joining us is Strawberry Jessie May, a Sioux Falls singer-songwriter that spent most of 2017 kind of away from the scene, but is looking forward to getting back into her craft. And Jessie May joins us. Strawberry, welcome to the studio. It's good to have you.
Hey, it's nice to be here, Steve. This is great.
Now, first of all, I wanted to ask you about Strawberry, where that comes from. But you told me an interesting story before we got on the air here. You go by Jessie May and not your last name. Tell me the story about that, because that's pretty cool.
Okay. So growing up, I think I just really embraced my Irish heritage, though. You know, as being an American, it's just a part. But I always thought it was interesting that in Ireland, the women went by the first and middle name. And I thought, well, how come I have to use a last name? And as I grew up and that became more of a thing, I decided to look it up and to see where this last name, where did we get it? How did we get a last name? And it turns out in about the late 1300s in Ireland, in the county where we were, that they were forced to get a last name for tax purposes. And so I thought I felt very justified. And I was like, well, there we go. I'm going to stay with my first and middle name then.
Yeah. And it goes back to the 1300s?
So if I'm remembering right, it was 1392. Wow. And it was McCorcoran. And I believe it was the county or his father's name. But they had to choose a name so they could be taxed by England. So
I wish I'd have been living my life by this policy, too, because as a Zwemke, everybody has a tough time with that. And then it starts with Z and W, and I'm always the last in line. So,
oh, yeah.
I should have been living my life by that policy, too. Well, Strawberry, your stage name. Tell me how you arrived on that.
Okay. So it was actually given to me. I had a best friend in high school, and I used to go pick her up and drop her off for school. And we used to play music, and we'd hang out and sing on her piano. She'd play piano and I'd sing. And one day we were doing that and she just stopped and she looked at me and she goes, you know, I'm just going to call you Strawberry. And I looked at her and I said, that's fine. If you want to call me Strawberry, you can call me Strawberry. And it wasn't a month later. Everybody was calling me Strawberry. I was like 14. Me, I don't even think I was 15 yet. And within 3 months, my mom was like, Strawberry, there's a phone for you. So it just stuck. And I think I've really embraced it. And
That's a good way to have a nickname stick, though. It comes from a friend, and it comes out of companionship and friendship. So, yeah. That's a good way to have it stick. Well, before we have some more conversation, you're here to also play some music for us. It is Moment in Sound. What do you have up first for us?
So I'm going to start with a song that it brings back a lot of feelings of I like to travel, and so it kind of carries this vibe with me of being in the traveling world and standing kind of in stillness and just, you know, observing the world around you. It's called Cleansing Waters.
All right, Cleansing Waters. This is Strawberry.
Went down to the river to find my love, carrying my message on a turtle dove. Ooh, you river, where you go, you know you're clean. cleansing water's gonna come free my soul. Down on that Mississippi, ready to fly. I can spread my wings and wave goodbye. Ooh, you river, where you go? You know you're cleansing water. My soul. Ooh, and take me down, bury me under your rocks. Now rest my soul right here upon your dock. My soul upon your dots. Ooh, everywhere you go.
Thank you very much for that. Strawberry and Cleansing Waters, the name of that song. Strawberry in our University of Sioux Falls studio for In the Moment and Moment in Sound here. And that was lovely. Great. I really like that. Great guitar playing. I really enjoyed the guitar. Do you perform with a backing band, solo, or depending upon the booking, kind of a combination?
It depends on the booking. Strawberry and the Jam is really because in traveling, I ended up performing with so many different artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I had so many different projects that I thought, well, if I have one, name to just cover all of that. And so it's really just I perform solo a lot, but then as I'm traveling, it seems that I get to perform with some really beautiful artists. So
cool. You've actually been performing for a while now, 6 years maybe. Is that about right?
Oh my gosh, yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, 6 years. I started, I think, when I was about 25,
okay.
26.
Well, take us back to the beginning when you first started to play music, when you got interested, what you were listening to at the time.
Oh, wow.
Some people that influenced you to kind of help you form your art.
Okay, so then I have to bring it back. I've been performing solo, professional gigs, but I started actually when I was 13,
okay.
With a friend. And I was listening to a lot of, blues and classic rock. I was really into Fleetwood Mac, Jim Croce, I don't know, and the classic blues. And then as I got older, I started to really enjoy Jewel and, and then I guess it kind of progressed and it became the local artists around me somewhat, and I really embraced that. And then as I got older, it even embraced as I traveled into Central America and into Spain. I think the gypsy culture in Spain, these street musicians, when I was about 23, that had a big influence on me. And I wanted to carry that sensation of this really wild and vibrant lifestyle they had. It was so cool. Yeah.
Let's go back to that because Cleansing Waters, you mentioned a song that arrived out of your travels. Talk about your travels. I mean, you're a world traveler.
Oh, I try to be. I'm a pieces. So I started traveling actually right before I turned 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down to New Orleans, which also greatly influenced me.
Boy, what a great age to go to New Orleans.
And I was a street performer there. So my first time really performing solo was as a street performer. There's so many people doing it that I thought, well, gosh, I can do this. And since then, I've spent a lot of time, I really like hiking, so I ended up going into more of the national forests and trying to, I guess, kind of be in the stillness and see the world without all the cars and all the people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, one of my favorite travels is I ended up in Nicaragua, which I've been there 3 times now, but I had flown to Costa Rica, and I'd actually gone, oh no, this time I drove through Central America. So we drove from Minneapolis, Minnesota, all the way down into Costa Rica.
Oh, wow.
So I ended up seeing all these different countries, and Guatemala was my favorite. I just loved Guatemala, and I was able to go back to Nicaragua, and I remember I get off the bus in Nicaragua with my guitar, and I get immediately somebody comes up to me, and it's a local performer, and he's like, "Hey, you play music?" And I said, "Yeah." He's like, "You want to play music tonight?" I was like, "Of course." So I ended up spending a week in Nicaragua playing music at these random bars, and one of my favorites that happened there was I was at this like club, outdoor kind of club bar. They were having, I used to do a lot more like spoken word. Mm-hmm. And I ended up getting on stage with this just dancing, you know, array of people, just having a great time, and just had a wild party with this group of people doing, there was like a beatbox guy and like kind of a little bit of background music, but so it's varied, you know. That was really fun.
I'm just amazed. A car ride from the Twin Cities all the way down to...
It was a converted bus.
Oh,
so
even better.
It was amazing. Better. Yeah.
Wow. Now, out of all your travels, obviously you were inspired by that. Yeah. Any other locations around the globe that have inspired
a
song?
Yeah. Let's see. The song Cleansing Waters was inspired greatly from I believe it was like south of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, in the National Forest there, because one of the rivers was very clay bottomed. Mm-hmm. So we ended up, a group of friends and I made like a slide out of the clay, because there was this little like, you know, decline. And so we formed the clay, and we had like... And it was just really cool standing there outside of this river and being like, wow, it's just so, like, malleable. You can do all this stuff with it. So it's really bizarre. And so that was fun. Other songs, well, traveling to Washington State, I have a song called Washington State. My sister and I actually hitchhiked, the whole way, kind of. We caught rides with friends, but we ended up having to hitchhike out of a truck stop because we kind of got stuck in Washington State. And we got stuck overnight, and so there's a song about that, about being stuck in Washington State. And then when we finally got to South Dakota, we were stuck at a gas station for almost 24 hours, and I thought, I was so close to home. I was like, this has got to be unreal. Oh. Like, we aren't mean, and I don't look, you know, aggressive or anything, but it was so, yeah, there's a song about that.
You're not only a world traveler, you're an adventurer, too.
Yeah.
Well... Let's go ahead and hear another song. I don't know if maybe you have something that we just talked about out of your travels, but
anything
you want to play. Let's go ahead and listen to another one.
It's kind of around the travels. It's called Fly Away.
Okay.
And I guess it's part of that freedom of being an adventurer, but also being human. So here we go. Some road, my spirit as my guide. But when my days are done, and I finally close my eyes, ooh, I'll fly into the unknown. Of a dove, and I will not be afraid. Oh, when I lay this body down, things wrong. My last breath, it's gone now. Don't you cry for what's been done. No, no, fly into the unknown. On the wings of a dove that will not be afraid. No, no, I'll fly into the wind. On the wings of a dove I will go. A chariot carry me home. This lonesome road, my spirit as my guide. But when my days are done, and I finally close my eyes. Unknown. On the wings of a dove, and I will not be afraid.
Fly Away Strawberry joins us in our Sioux Falls studio here on In the Moment today, Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. Thank you very much for that. Fly Away, again, the name of that song. We want to try to get one more song in, and we have a few minutes left, but one of the things we talked about at the outset was what you've been doing here the past year. You've kind of stepped away a little bit from your craft to accomplish some other things.
Big time. I wanted to finish. I have a mind-body wellness practitioner degree, and I had this just a little bit left to finish a holistic nutrition practitioner degree. So it's a degree in nutrition, and I decided that this year I was going to finish it because it would be such a big thing. And so I ended up spending so much time doing this nutrition and being focused on that and wanting to move forward that I just had this, like, guilt. If I picked up my guitar for too long or something, I was like, I should be doing homework or studying or something. So it's nice. I did it. I'm done. I'm so excited, and I'm definitely ready to play music again.
Cool. So where do you go now with your degree, your certificate? And will you have a kind of a balance between, you know, doing that and your music?
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure where it's going to take me. I've looked into a few different options, and I'm just looking at different cities, different places I could go. The big thing I think I want to do is
kind of... You're not going to leave us.
No, I might not. I do one-on-one consulting, so that's nice.
Sure.
I've been doing that for a while, but I would like to do more of a teaching classes, kind of something more to reach the community and to reach a larger group of people, because I think it's so important, and as important as music and being inspired is I feel like owning your body and kind of taking it back from the things of the world. But that's a whole other show.
So now that the arduous work is out of the way, are you actually writing some music right now?
Yes. Yes, I am. It feels great. I'm getting back into that. I've actually been playing piano more and, just getting back, I have a baritone ukulele, and I've immediately, as soon as I graduated, I was like, okay, piano and I spent a few hours together, and it's been really fun, yeah.
Sounds like fun. what about recording? Is that a ways off, or are you?
No, I don't think so, and I think that was something, too. I sat down to finish this, because I have actually an album in the works.
Okay.
That it sounds pretty good, and... being a perfectionist, I let it sit too long, I think, but I want to go back in and just get a couple more songs that I've written and add that to it and hopefully get that out.
Very cool. Well, when you're at that time, you need to come back.
Yeah, I would love to. It'd be great.
We have just a little bit of time. I don't know if you have maybe a shorter song that you could finish
sure.
off with here today.
How much time do we have?
Three, 4 minutes.
Okay, sure. I'll just play, I can play a traditional Wayfaring Stranger. Because that's a shorter run, and just
give me the
slow down, and I'll slow down.
Wayfaring Stranger against Strawberry here on SDPB.
And I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger. Traveling through this world below, there is no darkness, sickness, nor danger in that bright land to which I go, and I'm going there. I'm just going over home. Now I know dark clouds will gather round me. And I know my way, Lord, my way, it's dark and steep. But beauteous fields. Beauty's fields arise before me in that bright land in which I see. And I'm going there. I'm just going. slow like a freight train of rolling. Like these rivers I'm seeking. Oh, I'm going on. Yeah, I'm just going. Ooh, over Jordan. Like those birds, they go flying. I'm going over home.
Wayfaring Stranger. Once again, Strawberry from Strawberry and the Jam. Jesse May, you're welcome to come back anytime. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Social media, please let us know where listeners can go to find your music.
So I have facebook.com/strawberryandthejam. And then I also have reverbnation.com, and that's Strawberry and the Jam as well, /Strawberry and the Jam. And those are the two best places. And keep an eye out. Now that I'm done, I'm going to get the CD out. And I know my fans are like, sure, Strawberry, we believe you. But I'm very close, so it's exciting.
Sounds cool. We'll look forward to new music, some shows around the area. And again, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was wonderful.